Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
You want to solve problems, you need solutions.
Yes.
And supporters of this plan from the governor say this solves some big-time problems that we need to get out from under.
Good.
But not everyone, Tommy, agrees this is the way to go about it.
How it goes, Pat.
And wouldn't you know, we've got ourselves a disagreement about an idea from a politician.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Big headline yesterday from Governor Kathy Hochul.
What's she saying?
She delivered her State of the State address. Mm. And that State of the State address touched on a lot of things. But the big headline from what she said.
Yeah.
Free college tuition.
All right, I thought we already had that.
Not in the way you think.
All right.
First off, the program that she is presenting would cover free tuition to state schools, including community college, for associate's degrees.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Two-year degree.
Oh, okay.
Two-year degree. Totally free.
Okay.
For people ages 25 to 55.
Ah, okay. So you're kind of going back to get an education.
The busted generation.
Wait, we went from the greatest generation to the busted generation?
You know that's the busted generation.
It's two generations, you idiot.
Oh, that's how busted they are.
Kimmy, the idea, it seems, is to allow people to go back to school.
All right, okay. To get more education for a better job.
Okay, but that's just
a different job.
It's not any job. This covers only certain high-demand fields.
Right.
Yesterday in the story, she talks about nursing.
Which we got a shortage, right?
Teaching.
Right.
Engineering. And a few others that we're waiting on clarification from. So not only would the tuition for these people going back for their associate's degrees between 25 and 55 be free, the cost of books and other materials would also be paid for by New York State.
Okay.
And for those who don't know or went to college 50 years ago, Kimmy, those books will bury you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bury you.
Yeah, that's why I stay away from them.
And this idea has caused massive reaction from folks who love this and folks who think this idea is awful.
Yes.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, free tuition for adults who want to go back to school in these fields. You in? Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, I mean, I thought we were, like, broke. Like, the state's broke.
Who said the state was broke?
They're always crying broke.
I think you just hear what you think you hear.
Are we broke? Isn't everybody broke?
Who's broke? Yeah, isn't that why free associate's degrees probably help broke people? To get, like, a better job?
I guess, but...
I guess? So you're out on
it. Well, nobody paid for mine. I had to pay for my own education.
No, you didn't. Your dad paid, like, $30,000 in the 70s for you to fail out of multiple private schools.
I don't know, man.
You're the one man that can't even make the argument. I paid and worked hard for my education. I paid nothing, and I wasted all my dad's money.
But you know, everybody that paid for their own college or whatever, man, is going to be their ass is going to be checked.
Okay, all right, that is a valid argument.
Because you know, I had to pay my own.
But they start nominating a guy. Is that how they're making money back to pay their students?
I had to nominate myself. Yeah, but you know how that goes.
Okay, no, but that's...
I mean, it sounds like a good idea to me. And realistically, yes, that. People like trying to get kickstart their life.
Okay, Kimmy, I want your opinion. I'm
poor folk.
Okay. What we are watching. No, yeah, I don't think it's just poor folk, man. I mean, like.
Mike is some rich dude.
Bro, I'm saying.
I think you got to be busted to qualify.
No, there is nothing that has. As far as we know, there's nothing that you have to qualify under a certain amount of money.
See, that ain't cool.
All right, hold on. I find it very funny. The internal battle in Tommy Mulay right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
I like free stuff.
No, and that, yes.
Under the T.
And you also understand that this is a problem.
Yes.
Like a nursing and teacher shortage.
You got to get these people in.
But you are so. Your age will not allow you to be like, I think this is a good idea.
It's a fight. It's an internal old man fight.
It's like old man versus I need a nurse at some point. What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing?
Because I need nurses.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
People ages 25 to 55 in New York State going back to get their associate's degree for free in nursing, teaching, and engineering.
If it gets people into those jobs, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Because again, like, this is stuff that you need. And if it, like, if it's, you may not think you need it right now personally, but for selfish reasons, like, I want people to go back and get into these jobs because I know I'm going to need a nurse at some point in my life.
And I think Kimmy hits it right on the head.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
This idea helps everybody.
Right. It's a specific role you're going back to get, right? It's not like it's just a general, like, I don't know what I want to do, so let me just go back and, you know, let me go back for that free education just because. Like, it seems like you'd kind of have to have a purpose going back.
Exactly. Now, we've talked at length about job shortages in the nursing field, but especially, Tommy, the last couple of years here in the room about teaching shortages.
Yeah.
And we have a teaching shortage right now. Folks in the know say that with a ton of retirements looming, the teacher shortage is going to get a ton worse over the next 10 years in New York State. You have to replace these teachers.
Yeah, and you need your nurses, and you need engineers to build crap.
But, like, sticking with the teachers, and we'll get to all that stuff, right? Like, this potentially gives you a more reliable pool of people to choose from if you have folks going back to do it. And these are grown-ass people, not 18-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Right? These would be people that have been in the real world. They tried something they thought would work for whatever reason. They didn't like it. It didn't pan out.
Well, they stick out. I mean, they would be more committed to sticking it out.
Bingo. And it's a second chance for those people to find a stable, good-paying job they can potentially retire in. Yeah. And the more folks with reliable jobs in our community, the better it is for everybody. And I think that's what you need to keep in mind when you try to break this down.
Yeah.
Is, again, everyone benefits from the plan
okay.
if it works the way that they laid it out. Because it's easy for a guy like you to go, you know, sure. The people getting a free college tuition are the winners here. What did I get? But you need an educated society.
Yeah.
You can't have that without teachers. And even if you don't have kids, one day those kids in school today will grow up, and you will need them to know how to do things for you. And the better the education system, the better the workforce that comes out. And you make the same argument for nurses.
Yeah.
Because like Kimmy said, at some point we're all going to need them. And places are spending right now a fortune to hire travel nurses to cover open spots. And that cost eventually finds a way down into our pockets. And at base level, the more pool of nurses you have, in theory, the better the quality of care.
Okay, but that's all in a grand scheme if everything goes our way.
Sure, yeah.
Which nothing ever does. Completely.
Everything sucks, so why even try?
No, what no, if it helps hold a little on, bit? Hold on. I mean, you never get 100% of anything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right. My biggest fear is, let's say this does work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee that these people stay in New York State.
Okay.
They could, like, I know, like, there's a huge shortage in Florida right now just based on my brothers. So they could go, hey, sunny weather, low taxes, I get the freebie up here. Next thing you know, Dade County's getting the benefit. That is a legitimate thing. So, like, I think you got to tie these people to the state for at least a certain length of time so you get a benefit.
Okay.
You're saying you should add something on to that saying you have to work in New York State for however many years.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an interesting.
And if not, we arrest you.
So it's an interesting.
And then we force you to nurse at gunpoint.
Are we talking, like, helping people or sucking on?
Well, yeah, you know.
Either nursing. Yeah. No, okay, look, what you described is part of the free and discount tuition program they offer to high school kids.
That's what made me think. When you got to free college, you had to stick it out for a while.
But why you may not need this here.
Why?
Right? Like, an 18-year-old kid has the whole world as their oyster.
Yeah.
They can go do whatever they
want
when they graduate.
They're not tied down anywhere.
Someone 25 to 55, odds are they have family here, they have a home here, they have things tying them down. Mm-hmm. Look, I wouldn't be opposed to what you're saying, but I don't know if it's necessary based on where you are in life most of the time at that age.
Yeah, I would think if you make the decision to go back and further your education, you kind of have a little bit more direction and a plan ahead of you because to make that decision, right? It's a little bit more specific.
I mean, I guess the one concern would be you're arrogant at 18, thinking you could take on the world.
Yeah.
But you have the time and ability to learn and be malleable if you want to be.
Okay.
I could see a couple of guys we know be like, you know what? I'm going to be a teacher now.
Yes. Some hump.
That ain't going to happen. No. But it's not like you could have like a quality, like, okay, we're going to sit you down and talk you through this because like that would probably not work out well.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday, during the State of the State, Governor Kathy Hochul laid out a plan to tackle three big problems. And this is the thing that got all the headlines yesterday.
Yeah.
Totally free college tuition for people that want to get their associate's degrees ages 25 to 55. And it's for only people that are going back for nursing, teaching, and engineering. And they said there will be a few others that were waiting on clarification from. Not only would the tuition be free, the cost of books would be paid for by the state. And it solves, at least in theory, the teacher shortage, the nursing shortage, and it gives people in the working, the middle class, an opportunity to better themselves.
True.
I think it's a good idea.
I do, too. I think the age is a little high.
55?
Yeah, I don't think 55 is, there's no benefit to it.
Bro.
I would say 45 cutoff. You're 55-year-old ass. You're 10 years away from being done. You're 20 years from being in the ground.
Okay. You are living in a 20-year-old world, nobody retires anymore. And it would be nothing. I mean, a 50-year-old woman going back to get a nursing degree so she
can. I don't want some loud ass set in her ways. Here she comes, Betty Wideglide, rumbling down the hall with my bedpan.
Hey, you know what? You know what's better than that? You dying in an alley because there's no nurses?
No, I think they'll have robo-nurse.
Robo-nurse.
Yeah. The nurse robot.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, instead of Betty Wideglide, we'll just have Mule, you know, fumbling down the hallway. Why do I have to put it on the bread pans? Couldn't keep me at CMF. Got to do this now. Listen, I'm 5 years away from 55, and I will have to work till I'm dead because that's
get out
the new
phone.
Economy. Shut up. What are you going to do if I'm not
my life's not going anywhere, CMF. Help me. I'm behind on my payments. Rich, too.
So that notion, you know, that there's a lot of people retiring around that age is just BS. Number two, I'm a person who went back to school and graduated when I was 30 because I hated doing what I was doing. Paid for everything. And if they're going to give kids college tuition for free, be my guest. Mm. Because my education is not devalued by somebody else learning for free. That argument is just BS.
Okay, but Jeremy, let me stop you there. Because look, I tend to agree with you. But to somebody that would look at you and say, hey, I worked hard. I had to pay this all back. Why are these people not having to struggle the way that I did? Your answer to them would be what?
My answer to them is this. Okay, what is your alternative then? Let's hear your solution. Instead of maybe just getting on Facebook and spouting off nonsense that probably is full of misspellings, what's your solution? What do you got? If you don't have one, then our state, our government, that's part of their job, is to look out for their citizens, is to try the solution. And okay. If you don't have anything better or don't have anything at all, shut up and go back to work.
And your other point, Jeremy, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I forgot my other point.
Ah, damn it. And you're dying soon, as you said. You're working in the grave, so that's not good for anybody.
I can't wait. Tommy, you're still low in the mix here. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, we're working. We got a new piece coming. We're going to put it in the thing and hope it works.
Yeah.
It's because of my new headphones. Great. Everyone can hear me.
Jeremy, thanks, buddy. There goes Jeremy. You know, going back to school as an adult is an interesting idea.
That's scary.
I agree with you.
Man, you imagine 50 years old, you going back to college.
Even, bro, 30, 40.
Yeah.
Look, I know myself, I would not have the ability to do this. And I know there are people that went and tried as hard as they could, and they didn't have the ability to do it. But I think what's interesting about this is financial barriers keep people from trying this.
Yeah.
And if you remove those financial barriers, maybe you do have this massive population of people that are not only willing to work up until they're 75, like Jeremy said.
And you'll get your money back.
And they might be good at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I did talk to a woman who said that she looked into a program like this. It was through, I think she said Nazareth or something, but it was like a 3-year program, like a social work kind of thing. And she said one of the things you had to agree to for that free tuition was to stay working in the state for, she thought, 3 years.
Okay.
Was like the, and I don't know if that's a whole, that could be a whole different program than what we're talking about, but what she experienced was there was a stipulation where you did have to stay and work in the state.
And maybe that comes, I mean, look, all we have here are the bones of a plan, it seems, right? Like maybe more stuff is coming along. Here's the thing.
What's that?
I am no economist, but hear me out.
That net hat.
You want to talk about stupid-looking hats that don't make you an economist?
I'm not wearing a hat today.
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing a metal hat over your ears. Eels. Look, we know there is a correlation between how educated you are and your salary.
Yeah, where you end up.
Yeah. And I know, that doesn't count for everybody. I understand there are people that do not have a college education, maybe not even a high school education, but those numbers exist. They're real. The more people, Tommy, you educate, whether it's through this program for free or kids who would, in theory, be getting their teachers back from a shortage, the less you are paying in the long run for things like social services.
Yeah.
And what costs more?
You raise the poverty.
Exactly. Like, look.
No, lower the poverty.
Raise people out of poverty. Look, what costs you more? An associate's degree and some books or food stamps and health coverage for someone that can't afford it 30 years? And I'm asking honestly. I'm asking.
No, that's a good one.
I'm asking you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Tony. Hey, Tony. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
So this is a good idea for somebody who's never did not go to college yet, and they want to go back and try something different. But if somebody wants to go back and be a teacher or a nurse or an engineer, associate's degree is not going to do anything for you.
And I think that's what...
Well, it kind of kickstarts you into the program.
And right? I think that, yeah, that's the kind of the brilliance of the plan, Tony, is if, like, I'm going to offer 3-4-year degrees, you are making a massive financial investment into someone who may not want to do this when they get into it, may find out they don't have the time to actually get the education done, may not be smart enough to pull it off.
Dumb.
Right? All of these things, which I would fall into that. Tony, by just paying for the associate's degree, you get 2 years in, you now give this person the opportunity to go handle the rest of it on their own.
Yeah, then they only have to go for another 6 years.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you want to do, because there are also...
You got to go 6 years of nursing?
Well, no, some nursing programs will go 3. It varies.
Well, I just want to be base nurse.
I don't know. I'm
there
not
are
sure
18-month programs.
Oh, there you go.
To be a teacher, you have to have your master's degree in New York State.
Understood, but Kimmy, you can back me up on this.
They should drop that.
So you have to have a bachelor's degree to get the teaching job, and then I think, I mean, depending on how you want to work it in there, you can take your master's classes over a certain period of time while you're working as a teacher.
And there are school districts that'll cover that cost if you sign on. So, I mean, Tony, like, it's an investment from the state. It would be a financial investment a little bit from the person doing this. I mean, it does seem like a nice balance to me.
I don't know. I still think something better than that, we could get the Tommy Mouillet school going and really help everyone
What's
out.
What's that?
Man, he wouldn't show up to his own school.
I also love how he suggested a school and pronounced your name wrong at the same time.
Yeah,
hey, Tony, how old are you, buddy?
47.
Not a good start. Do you think you would have the ability, and I'm asking sincerely because I don't think I could do it, to go back to school and learn how to do a new job right now?
I am a teacher, and I'm going back. I'm just finishing up my administration degree.
Okay.
And it is tough. I mean, it's worth it, but it is tough balancing work, school, kids, and everything else.
So, and you had to pay for that yourself. You were what was the financial burden for that?
It's not actually too bad.
No,
it's a long story with some grants and stuff with the program I'm going through. But I'd say for a 2-year degree with Oswego, which I would recommend to anyone, I'm thinking you're looking probably around 4,000 to 6,000.
Pass.
Okay, but that's what I mean.
Man, I'm out. The way you try to get the
you're
degree
out on
to
anything, you just wanted to say pass.
But this guy's trying to be like, what, like principal or something?
Yeah, well, something. Yes. Yeah.
Does that pay that much more?
There's definitely more pay, but I
get that parking space.
I just want to be able to do more. Yeah, I want that good parking space.
Right. Hey, Tony, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Tony. Look, with this program, free college, 25 to 55 year olds in New York to get your associate's degree, books paid for too. Again, it would be for teaching, nursing, engineering, and some other ones they haven't laid out. I understand that this is not a guarantee. And like we said, we only have the bones of a plan. But like Jeremy brought up earlier, for those opposed to it, knowing we have this shortage of teachers and nurses, what's a better idea? What can we do to fix this if we don't try this?
Yeah, nobody's signing up for it.
Yeah. And with so many people, it feels like, Kimmy, I mean, this is right in your age bracket here, ready to make a change to try and get out of the situation they're in.
Sure.
This does feel right for the time. Mm. Not to mention, if there are people that decide to go back to school, get an education, nursing, other programs they're offering, those are now people making more money potentially than they were.
Yeah. Which is taxes.
It's going right back in. You got it to the community.
Tax money.
They are getting free
college. Lowers that poverty rate we're trying to do.
And lifts them out of poverty.
Out. That's I had it wrong.
I mean, look, they're getting free college. But think of the money you personally spend when you feel financially safe versus when you're strapped for cash.
Oh, you spend it.
I mean, that stays. Yeah. It stays. It makes sense.
It does. I do think, I wonder how many people will take advantage just because it is so hard once you maybe are already established in a job or have been working for a little while. It's really hard motivate yourself to do that.
You're right. But it's harder when there's a $5,000 bill attached to it.
Oh, yeah. True. I'm just saying just the decision alone to go back is going to be really hard for people.
And you know what? I mean, the most romantic part about this, and I understand like romance probably shouldn't be part of like government policy.
Yeah.
But it's a second chance. How many people get a second chance?
Yeah.
You we ask 18-year-old kids to know what they want to do for the rest of their life and then charge them $100,000 a year to go learn how to do it.
It has an ass-backwards system.
I'm not a fan. But this gives you a second chance.
All right, but you got to bust your ass.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, I would.
You're already busting your ass.
I would like someone who is willing to bust their ass that's going to work in nursing, in teaching, in engineering.
But to your point, how much ass you got left? How much gas you got left in your ass?
I'm all out of ass gas. I'm all out of ass gas.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You only got so much gas in the ass in a day.
Everybody on hold, we got to move on. Shut up. It's from the AOU school that you're opening up.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
There is an idea that kids get their morals from their parents.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when kids are really young, you have to watch out for your kids around you because they're much better people than you are.
Oh.
Something that makes this story and what these kids allegedly did at the request of their mother so surprising.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tony?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's take a trip.
Where are we going?
Wayne County.
Oh, nice area.
That's where we find a 38-year-old woman who has been arrested for a shocking allegation. Authorities say the SOTUS woman committed petty larceny.
SOTUS gal.
After she used her kids to steal $300 from their dental hygienist.
What?
How does that work?
She apparently asked the kids to, it says she used the kids to steal $300 from her dental hygienist.
She just, like maybe they were a distraction of some sort.
Like medical equipment or like
no,
cash?
It sounds like cash.
People Damn. Are paying their dentists in cash?
Unless the dental hygienist had cash. Okay, so here, look.
Right.
Everything
oh,
I
true.
Told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I guess somebody could just have
if
it.
If you don't have insurance, you would.
Everything I told you. All the details we have. We don't know how old the kids are. We don't know if she stole the money from the person, the dental hygienist, right. or the business, the dental hygienist.
But she got the kids to snag the cash.
This is according, it says, use the kids to steal $300. She was also charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. She's got a court date coming up to answer for the charge.
All right.
So any chance this woman had of winning Mom of the Year 2025, out the window 2 weeks
ago.
Not great.
Take a knee.
Yeah, not great. But these charges are surprising past the idea that a mother would allegedly ask her kids to steal for her.
Mm.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
I want you to think back to like 9-year-old you.
Okay.
If your dad came to you and said, steal that right now, would you have done it?
I mean, I was a kid who was afraid of everything. So I probably not. But I guess if my dad painted it in a way where it didn't look like, or if he convinced me in some way that it wasn't stealing,
okay.
you know, I may have done it. I still probably would have believed a parent at the time.
But if he would have said steal, you would have told him.
I don't know. I don't think I would have done it.
I don't need to ask you. You
would have been too scared.
What's that?
I don't know which one the bad one was from Cain and Abel, but you were that one. It's out of the womb bad.
No, but my father was also a salesman. He could sell you into whatever he was doing.
Bro, he could tell you steal at night and you would absolutely steal for him. So, Tommy, kids, when they go off to school, all of a sudden have a very sturdy moral compass.
Right.
They know what is right, and they know what is wrong.
Okay.
And as a parent, in front of your elementary school child, if you ever do something wrong, dishonest, if you cheat in front of them, they're going to tell you.
Yes. They'll tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Like, we don't know the age of these kids, like we said in the story, but if these kids are under 12 years old, the most surprising part of this story, if they went along with the plan from their mom, was that they were willing to do it.
And they're going to embarrass you, man.
I mean, that's just it. There are a couple of truths that every parent knows. They're universal. One, we're all going to screw up our kids somehow, and we're not going to find out till they're adults.
Yeah.
Two, your kids will always be nonstop bags of sickness that spread the plague at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that everyone experiences is what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, your kid is going to publicly out you for something you've done wrong.
Kids under 10, worst secret keepers ever.
So it happened to my old man. So he bombed out with his own kids, right? So he goes, all right, now you focus on the grandkids.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my brother's firstborn, my nephew, his grandson, going to take him golfing. Teach them the game of golf. So they go up to Cape Cod.
Great.
They're on vacation, and the little one's going to play golf with grandpa. And they have a great day of golfing. And they really had a good time. And they bonded over it. And they get home, and my sister-in-law goes, how was it golfing with grandpa? He goes, great, except grandpa cheats. He goes, he doesn't write down the right numbers in the box. But he called him a cheater. And it was the last time my father took him golfing.
I mean, and that's just it. Maybe it's something your kid heard you say behind someone's back. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a lie you told to get out of something that they knew was a lie. Maybe they caught you doing something you haven't.
Little ones got big ears, man.
That's just it, man.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You moms and dads can back me up on this. Their aunts, their uncles, their parents' friends, definitely their teachers, hear all about the immoral, unethical, bad things our kids see us do. You know, we're just talking about teachers. Elementary school teachers have to have enough information to blackmail every parent that has ever had a kid in their class.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's the things you got to hear.
And it's got to be hard for them to decide when to tell somebody about it. Because you know how, like, kids also don't tell the story quite right?
Yep.
And that teacher's probably like, okay, well, that doesn't sound right.
Oh,
I don't
you mean
know.
When the teacher is supposed to tell somebody about it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, just because, well, or just like the kid said, you know, I haven't eaten in 10 days. And then is the teacher has to make the decision, is this kid telling the truth? Are they exaggerating? Or are they just saying stuff to say stuff?
And here's the problem.
What's that?
As a parent with a super ethical child, which most of them are in elementary school, there is nothing you can do to stop it. You cannot tell a kid of a certain age to lie for you because they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They also get very excited, Tommy, when they figure out they have knowledge that they should not have that no one else knows.
Makes them feel adult.
And it eats at them from the inside out.
Yeah.
But most importantly, your job as a parent is to teach them the right thing to do. So if they catch you, it is really hard, ethically as a parent, to double down explain to them sometimes people have to do bad or dishonest things. It just doesn't work,
sometimes
man.
You have to lie in a good way.
I mean, I think we also all have those memories of when we figured out the first time that our parents weren't always honest or true or good people. Do you have that memory in your head? Do you remember the first lie you caught your parents telling somebody else? Like,
I'm trying to think of a specific time. Well, I do remember, like, they never told me, they realized they could never tell my brother something because my brother would go and repeat it. They got in trouble a lot with family members because, you know, like, you're bitching about somebody at home and then my brother would just run and tell grandma or run and tell Aunt so-and-so. So you couldn't, they realized they could not gossip at home anymore.
252-WCMF, we're talking about the story out in Wayne County. 38-year-old woman from SOTUS was arrested after police say she used her kids to steal $300 from a dental hygienist. She's been charged with petty larceny, also two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. And the most surprising part of the story is that, depending on the age of the kids, we don't know, that they went along with it. Because every kid, as a child, is the most honest person. They'll keep you honest. Steven writes us on Instagram. When we go grocery shopping, my kid, if he thinks I didn't scan something, will say very loudly, "Dad, you didn't scan that." And I show him, and he's like, "Oh."
It's like having a little narc with you all the time.
No, it really is. Yeah. When you have a kid of that age, that kid, it's, I mean, forget like surveillance cameras.
Yeah, you don't need them.
If you just gave everyone
a little alarm in your cart.
Yeah. If everyone had to carry a 7-year-old around with them at all times, there would be no crime in America.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work.
You're right.
And realistic.
Sure. Yeah, I think, yeah. We'll have
farther afield.
You've said farther afield every day for 3 days.
Yeah. It's my new
We're on a streak.
Phrase of the week.
So going back to the story. Right. I mean, the victim of the story is the dental hygienist out of 300.
Oh, sure.
But the actual victims of this story are the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's going to stick with them.
And, like, whether they're 10 or whether they're 16, if the allegations are true, mom put them under a lot of pressure. Like you said, Kimmy, like, if your parents ask you to do something, you know it's wrong, but it's mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they said they make you feel better about it. They said it's okay, so it's probably fine.
Brian writes us on Facebook. So does that mean the kids need a new dental hygienist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a good question. Because, like, let's say the kids are 10 and 12.
Yeah.
All right. They just did what mom told them to do.
Yeah.
So it's not the kids' fault if the allegations are true.
True, but
you'd be holding it against the kids who are essentially innocent in this story.
Well, who's bringing the kids in?
Dad? I don't know.
He's probably a scuzz, too, maybe. I don't know.
He's probably a scuzz, too, maybe.
Probably, maybe. I don't know. I can't imagine them being welcomed back in. take your teeth to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd steal from somewhere you need and you have to go back to.
Well, I mean, it's a crime of opportunity, it sounds like. There could have been $300 sitting in someone's purse that you just reached out and grabbed,
Do little kids go to the hygienist?
Yeah.
Like, if they go to the dentist, is there like a kiddie dentist? Is there a kiddie dentist?
I always went to the same dentist as my parents. Yeah.
Well, no, there are pediatric dentists.
Right. Are there?
Yeah. I don't know if she was going and the kids were just with her.
It's a good question.
Because, like, she could have been in the room and the kids in the waiting room, that would have been the caper.
I mean, now that you bring it up, when I was a kid, I went to the same dentist my parents went to.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, she's in the room getting clean or whatever. Kids are out in the lobby.
Or in the room.
They could, you know, make a move.
They could also be in the room with her, grabbing. Yeah. I mean, who knows if the allegations are true.
It's not a bad plan if you're looking to steal.
For God's sakes.
Well, to your point, you're left in the room by yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
So that could be crime of opportunity.
You know, going back to Brian's Facebook message that they're going to need a new dental hygienist, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So let's say, Tommy, you have somebody over at your house, mother, two kids.
Yeah.
And at the behest of mom, these kids take cash out of your house.
Yeah.
Would you ban the kid from your house? Like, if dad's going to bring them over the next time, would you say you can't bring the kids over?
You can't come over.
The kids?
Really?
The kids!
They didn't. I understand. What if they didn't even know what they were doing? They were just following the rules, following directions.
I understand that, but I don't want that in my house. Like that, I mean, I don't know if the kids, I don't know what the frame of mind of that kid is. And I don't need that little grubby-ass hands all over my house stealing.
You serious?
Go to somebody else's house.
What age, in your head, should a child know? Like, they now
they're doing wrong.
Yeah, they have participated in the actual crime. The age of what?
Like 6, 7. You know what you're doing.
6 or 7?
Little wise ass.
No, you're not.
Doing.
I was waiting to hear like 16.
16?
Yeah.
By then, you're probably in prison.
I mean, look, my daughter's 14. I don't know if I could get her to steal something
for
me.
Probably not now. She's at the perfect age where she's questioning everything you ever told her, you know?
Now, coming up, snake eyes, because it's all right, baby.
Maybe my dad's an idiot.
Hey.
Every kid has a thought.
No,
and it's always dad first.
I know it ain't the kid's fault, but that kid would be tainted in my head. That even though probably a good kid, but you got scuzz-ass parents.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if this is a kid you're related to, whether it's a nephew, niece, grandkid... Like, what could that kid, even if that kid stole from you on their own, what could they steal for you where you'd never want them at your house again?
All right. Oh, we got the question.
What's that?
Well, you got your stepson, daughter-in-law, and your grandbabies.
Right.
Let's say 10-year-old kid comes over, your grandson.
Grandson.
He steals on his own. Right. There's $50 sitting on the counter.
$50?
Puts it in his pocket. Bang, he's out.
Right.
They figure it out, but he's already spent $30 worth of stuff. And he spent it on stuff you hate, too, like hipster music and candy you won't eat.
Right.
He bought a bunch of pancakes. The kid allowed back in your house?
Of course.
You pansy-ass
bitch. I have no control.
You pansy. Your wife comes to you and goes, honey, how do you feel about this? Yeah. What do you say?
What do you think I say?
I'm asking you a question.
Let him come back in. He's a good boy. Yeah, I got to play the game.
So you'd hate that kid?
Keep an eye on him.
Would you hate that kid?
I'm locking things up.
It's not. You didn't answer the question.
What's that?
Would you have animosity towards a 10-year-old kid for stealing
$50. I mean, there'd always be a little hint of, what do you call it, mosity?
Animosity? Mosity is that.
What's lower animosity?
I guess let's go with mosity.
Mosity. I mean, everybody would. You know, I mean, it'd always be in the back of your mind.
No, I mean, you can also understand that kids will be kids at that age.
Maybe a teenager, you might have more
teenager,
of that.
Forget about it.
But I think at 10, I think you think
he
maybe that kid learned a lesson. Maybe he won't do it again.
No, I mean, you understand at 10 that you're stealing, but now it's.
But they're also adorable.
It's the question of the draw of that versus self-control.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me ask you. You know what the funniest part about this is? No, I don't even have to ask you nothing. You know what the funniest part about this is, Kimmy? Like he says, keep an eye on the kid. I'd have mosity, all this stuff. If your wife told you, why don't you sit down and explain to him what he did wrong, you wouldn't do it because you're too much of a coward.
I also don't have anything to draw from.
Well, you could say, don't be like me.
Yeah, but I don't want him to know that.
By the way, any kid that looks at him knows not to be like him.
I don't want the kid to know my past.
Okay,
kid's going to figure out your past at some point.
How?
Maybe not to the full extent.
If only there were 30 years worth of audio that's available online at all times.
You think by the time that kid knows radio, he's not going to be
Everybody gets curious about the grandpas. You're telling me if you knew as an adult that your grandpa had a podcast and everything he ever said was recorded, you're not going back to look? You're not curious about the thoughts that your grandparents may have had?
It's going to live on the WCMF website forever. You didn't think that through?
No.
Idiot. You want to change your answer now? Because he's probably
I'm screwed.
Hold on, let's look 10 years in the future. He's listening to this break right now. What an ass!
All he's got to do is Google your name.
All right.
Oh no! Oh no!
I thought I was off the hook.
No, you idiot!
I didn't think kids would have interest in like old people radio.
Grandpa.
Grandpa yes. radio.
No, I'm saying you're his grandpa.
Yeah, it's also
grandpa radio.
My mouth is grandpa mouth on a microphone.
Look, man, there's like three other shows that are way more grandpa radio than us, so I think we'll be okay.
All right.
Just take that jacket off and we'll be okay.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, there are some people you fall in love with, and you love them till the day you die.
Oh, sure.
And this is this man. But it makes sense we would love him. It's the love he has for us, which when you really get into this guy's background, doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
But I guess the less questions we ask, with the love that we share for each other, the better.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Bills Ravens, 6:30 live Sunday, right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you are fortunate enough to be able to go to this game on Sunday, it's going to be a madhouse.
I can't imagine.
I'm already getting chills, man. Like, I am so excited.
By the way, chills. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be freezing there.
Okay.
On top of it, like 16 degrees.
Lamar.
You're prepared.
Yeah, 8 degrees, I believe, at kickoff is what they're predicting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lamar, Derrick Henry have never played in games under 20 degrees. Not that 8 to 20 is much of a difference.
Right.
But as much of a frenzy as this fan base will be whipped into, I mean, you got all day tailgating up till 6:30.
Yeah, which is dangerous.
Shut up.
Oh, you know it.
Bro. Oh, you guys going to have a party? Okay, be careful,
party
everybody.
Party usually start at 8 in the morning with pancakes and booze.
I wonder if the nerves of this game make tailgating more out of control or tame it a little bit.
Out of control.
Well, yeah, you would know.
Oh, it's going to be way more out of control. You're going to be nervous drinking all day. But for those who don't know, before the game, the Bills, in an effort to whip the crowd in even more of a frenzy, will bring out what they call a legend of a game.
So he's going to lead the charge, basically?
You got it. These are former Bills, former head coaches that come out and they say...
They do the chant.
Yeah, they had Flutie recently, right?
Flutie was there. Kyle Williams was there for the playoff game the other day. That was a big frenzy.
Right.
But they've announced who their legend of the game is going to be on Sunday night.
What a great choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Where else would you rather be... right here, right now.
So he's not even packing a shirt for the flight. He's flying in bare-chested.
Do they let you into the stadium? Take Ryan Fitzpatrick out of it. But the average fan, can you go into the stadium bare-chested, or do you have to reveal your chest later?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, I don't know. Wait, I'm asking. Do you have to have a shirt to enter the stadium?
Why would you?
I've never
seen anybody bare-chested in line. I think that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Anyways.
So, with Ryan Fitzpatrick being the leader of the charge, Ryan Fitzpatrick probably is, the most fan-friendly Bills alum of all time.
He's a true fan.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
So, this will be, for those who don't know, I believe the third playoff game that Ryan Fitzpatrick will attend for the Bills since he's retired.
Mm.
And when Ryan Fitzpatrick goes to Bills playoff games, with the exception of this one, I'm assuming, he just buys tickets like a regular person.
He sits with the people.
Yes. So the Chiefs game last year.
That's when he took his shirt off.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years
ago. Yeah, he was there with his son. Yeah, it was there, in the club section. And it looked like he was a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah, because he had that red light over almost.
So the Kansas City game, my seats are on the 20-yard line. I'm down low. So
look at me.
I got him.
Season ticket holder.
I got him during the strike season.
I see celebrities under lights.
No, I don't, actually. I don't know.
No, he's not under the lights.
This wasn't the light game.
All right.
This wasn't the light guy. I'm not a heater guy. So I go to take
I'm not a heater guy.
I'm not, man.
You have to pay more for those.
Yeah, and I want to be with the people, man. So I go up to take a leak. I'm walking up the stairs. Ryan Fitzpatrick. I walk by a guy. I go, that looks like, oh, my God. He was sitting 15 rows behind me.
Wow.
Just with everybody, hanging out. No big deal. And he was there with his kids.
Yeah.
His wife and kids.
He wants them to share in the experience.
He flew his family to Orchard Park, New York, and bought tickets on the 15-yard line, other side.
Watch his favorite team.
And just hang out with everybody. It was the most, like, I love you thing I've ever seen.
He's got to be the first broadcaster to act like that.
He's got to be the first broadcaster ever to wait in line for the bathroom at a Bills game.
Great point. I mean, think about it, because he's got a legitimate broadcasting job on Amazon.
Yeah, no, he is their draw.
I mean,
yeah.
It'd be like seeing like Bob Costas just sitting in the stands with his family watching a Giants game.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Are there other broadcasters that have that like laid back with the people personality?
I would think they would be afraid like they'd be mauled by fans or people that hate you. You know what I mean?
So that was the other weird thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, I mean, everybody was all excited, but they weren't mobbing him. We were just, like, enjoying the game. And I asked to take a picture with him, and he was super cool about it, made a very funny face. It was great. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, his daughter was, like, sleeping in the seat next to him, like, curled up like a cat.
Yeah.
It was the nicest thing I'd ever seen. But here's the thing.
What's that?
As much as we love Ryan Fitzpatrick, the fact that he loves us so much doesn't really make sense. So, like, I get that he got his biggest contract from the Bills before his career kind of went south.
But he bounced around forever.
He did. And he had success
other
places.
Number one backup.
Yeah. But I think he made his most money in Buffalo.
Okay.
You wouldn't think he's the kind of guy that would be into what Bills fans do. Because I don't know if you've ever watched ESPN whenever he had a game. Mm-hmm. He has an economics degree from Harvard.
Yeah. What? He's a Harvard guy?
Harvard grad. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, he was born and raised in Gilbert, Arizona. Oh. If I'm not mistaken.
I did not know he was an Arizona native.
No shirt. It's so hot.
So he's a warm weather guy with an economics degree from an Ivy League, one of the best colleges in the world. And for some reason, he has embraced the insanity and below zero temperatures of Western New York.
Mm-hmm.
And on one hand, it makes him all the more lovable. But on the other hand, I can't figure
questions.
How did that happen?
And I think it's interesting, too, because it seems like he's really been a fan all along. You know, it's not like he's just jumping on the Bills bandwagon now that they've been to the playoffs the last, you know, what, five seasons in a row. I feel like he's always kind of rooted for the Bills, even when he was still playing.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, there were those discussions of, like, how hard it was going to be. And, like, it's also funny.
He would always talk about his days. Like, remember his days in Buffalo very fondly.
Who was the coach when he was here?
Chan Gailey? Yes, we Chan.
Yeah, yes, we Chan.
I can't even tell you what that guy looks like.
He looks like Chan Gailey. That's the only way you can describe him. He doesn't look like anything but...
He didn't look like a coach.
No, he looked like a coach.
Oh.
But he looks like a Chan.
All right.
Yes, he Chan.
Is this Fitz's first Legend of the Game appearance, or has he been that before?
Oh, it's a good question. I don't remember him being it, but then again, at that point in the game, I'm not exactly good for memory, so...
Exciting.
Exciting. You're like my mom today. Be careful,
wow.
Party.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Don't get overheated.
And I just told him. I said.
But it's only great if they win.
Well, no.
It still makes it fun.
Yes.
You can at least enjoy it pregame.
If they lose, and then you're walking out bare-chested. Mm. You can't look like
he's done that before.
I will say this.
Yeah, you just look like an alcoholic.
There's a guy on Twitter. There's an account on Twitter or Instagram, and it's the funniest thing. It's fans dressed up, sad that their team is losing a game.
Got to be priceless.
Sad fans in costumes.
Yes, it's one of the funny, because everyone's
like, you won all in, and they blew it.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, it's a 50-year-old guy who's like a high school principal during
face
the week,
painted.
Right? Yeah, face painted, shoulder pads, spikes coming out of you.
You got to drive home in that.
What makes it weird that Ryan Fitzpatrick loves Western New York even more, again, talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, he will be the Bills legend of the game on Sunday before the Ravens game. Bills fans kind of turned on him on his way out because things did not go well.
Yeah.
But he didn't hold that against anybody. Fun fact, not fun for Ryan Fitzpatrick, he never made the playoffs in his entire career.
Oh, he's never been into a playoff.
He never made the playoffs.
Wow.
There was one season.
Because he was in Miami and Tampa, right?
Yes. Yeah. There was a single season where he had a legitimate opportunity. He was the quarterback in the New York Jets. They had won, I believe, 8 or 9 games. They had to win the last game of the season, and they were qualifying for the playoffs, and they came to Orchard Park.
Yep.
And I was at that game.
I remember this.
And I was devastated because I did not want to have to cheer against Fitz, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
The Bills had nothing to play for. Ryan Fitzpatrick was driving the Jets down the field, under 2 minutes left. Touchdown wins it. He fitzed himself and threw a pick to Leotis McKelvin, I believe, in the end zone. Game over.
So wasn't that kind of his MO wherever he went? He would
have these great
blow
games and then
At the worst time.
Yes, he's a gunslinger. So, you're going to throw for 400 yards, and then in the worst possible moment, you're going to throw a bad pick. But
Fitz magic to Fitz tragic.
Yes, but that's the other weird thing, Kimmy. Like, the one real opportunity he had to get to the playoffs and make a run, the Bills also took it from him, and the crowd went nuts when it happened, yet he still keeps coming back.
The class guy.
I love him. I love this man.
That's class.
Got him.
And he's rich as crap.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man.
Oh, he's got to be.
He's got Bezos money now.
Yeah.
He's got a rocket?
Well, no. He works for Amazon.
Oh.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.